loving kindness meditation. In this practice, we rest our attention on the silent repetition of certain phrases. The phrases are the conduit or the guide for paying attention differently. We work with being inclusive rather than excluding, connected rather than alienated, caring rather than indifferent. The phrases need to be simple and general because we'll offer these phrases to ourselves and to others, ending in the offering to all beings everywhere, to all of life. The phrases are an act of generosity. They're offering. They're gift-giving. It's a feeling tone of blessing. Common phrases beginning with oneself are things like, "May I be safe. Be happy. Be healthy. Live with ease." That last "live with ease" means in the things of day-to-day life like livelihood and family, may not be such a struggle. May I live with ease. May I be safe. Be happy. Be healthy. Live with ease. Remember, this is a form of generosity. We're not pleading or imploring that maybe someday we might be happy. It's gift-giving. We're offering. Instead of only focusing on what we don't like about ourselves or things we're afraid of, we're opening up to this whole other perspective of wishing well. The first recipient is ourselves, so you can sit comfortably. Close your eyes or not, let your attention settle into your body. Gather all of your attention behind one phrase at a time. You can use those four phrases I just suggested, or phrases of your own. I'd say if you're not accustomed to this practice, for now, experiment with those phrases, so you have some further time to think through what you might prefer to say or not. So again, what I suggested was, may I be safe, be happy, be healthy, live with ease. You can repeat these over and over again with enough space and enough silence, so that it's a rhythm that's pleasing to you. This is like the song of the heart. It's not a practice where you have to try to force or manufacture a special feeling or emotion. The power of the practice comes from the complete wholehearted gathering of all of our attention behind one phrase at a time. And when your attention does wander and you get distracted, don't worry about it. See if you can gently let go, bring your attention back. See if you can call to mind a benefactor. A benefactor is someone who's helped you. Maybe they've helped you directly. They've helped pick you up when you've fallen down. Or maybe you've never met them. They've inspired you from afar. This is known as the being whom, when we think of them, we smile. It's like an embodiment of the force of love for us. Might be an adult, might be a child, might be a pet. Who just lifts our spirits, who makes us smile when we just think about them? So if there's someone like that who comes to mind, you can bring them here. Get an image of them. Say their name to yourself. Get a feeling for their presence. And offer the phrases of loving kindness to them. Even if the words don't seem perfect, that's okay. They're the vehicle for the heart's energy, so they're serving us. And if no benefactor comes to mind, you can just remain with the offering of loving kindness to yourself. call to mind a friend, the first friend who comes up for you. See if you can get an image of them. Say their name to yourself. Get a feeling for their presence and offer the phrases of loving kindness to them. And then a neutral person, that's someone we don't strongly like or dislike. We just feel kind of neutral about them. Maybe they play a sort of role in our lives, like checkout person in the supermarket, dry cleaner, somebody we tend to see now and then. And if someone like that comes to mind, bring them here. And see what happens as you offer the phrases of loving kindness to them. And then a mildly difficult person, somebody with whom there's just a small amount of conflict or difficulty. Bring them here and see what happens as you offer the phrases of loving kindness to them. If even a mildly difficult person proves too challenging, that's all right. That's a good time to go back and offer loving kindness to yourself. And then finally, all beings everywhere, all people, all creatures, all those in existence, near and far, known and unknown. May all beings be safe, be happy, be healthy, live with ease. And when you feel ready, you can open your eyes or lift your gaze and see if you can bring some of this spirit of attention and loving kindness throughout your day. In any one session of this kind of practice, it certainly may not be possible to go through the entire rotation. So we say that the basic bookends are beginning with yourself and ending with all beings everywhere, and what you're moved to do on a particular day can always change. Maybe you have a friend who's getting an award that day, so you want to be sure to include them, or a friend who's having surgery that day, so you want to be sure to include them. There's so many possibilities, and you can be creative and open to see what happens.